This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold them up. Fingers high. 7 in a row for the Pistons. This is something right now, huh? Jalen Duren held up 7 fingers after the game. Pistons win back-to-back with travel involved. It's tough in the NBA, and they won a tough game. After playing more of an up-and-down track meet the night before, they had to slug it out with a more rugged game against the Clippers. And John, they keep winning, and we keep talking about them, and I don't know if anybody cares, but I think this week sets up some big moments for the Pistons to see just how good are they.
There will be more people that care Friday morning or Thursday morning if they beat Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Again, on Saturday morning if they beat Denver. There'll be more people that care this weekend if they're able to split and go 1-1.
Where is their ceiling? I ask this about a team that only won 14 games a year ago, brought in a new coach, a new president of basketball ops. John, they're at 32 wins. They're still fighting for seeding more than they are getting in the playoffs. What's the ceiling?
In terms of their seed?
No, like the end result of this season. What's the best case scenario for this Pistons team? They keep shattering expectations.
Well, some of it's going to depend on where they end up being seeded. Is it going to be 6? Is it going to be 5-4? Whatever it is. And because I think if they get the Knicks in a series to start off the playoffs, I think their ceiling is winning in the first round. I don't think there's any way that they face Boston or Cleveland and get an opportunity to win that series. I just don't think they can win that many games against those opponents right now.
So they haven't beat Boston all year. Mm-hmm. And Cleveland's been a pain in the ass too. I think even the Pacers, they're only 1-3 against.
Right.
If they played the Knicks, I think I'd pick them to win the series right now. Detroit's 21-9 the last 30 games. That's a 70% clip for about 2 months of basketball. 18-8 since the new year started, and that's without Jaden Ivey. And they keep getting better. Cade keeps getting better, and he's bringing everybody with him. Like, that's the true mark of a lead guard. You're bringing everybody with you. You're getting your shooters involved. The alley-oops to Duren are basically layups at this point. His shot's falling. He's diving for loose balls. He's leading. And I feel like they still have another gear. I think the ceiling is they win a playoff series. It would be matchup dependent, but I think they can make some noise.
Some of it depends on your individual takes as to what you think. How good do you think they are? Because in this winning streak that they've had, 8 games, they've beaten Philly, Charlotte, Chicago twice, San Antonio, Atlanta, and now LA. LA was a good win. But the other ones, you're kind of like, yeah, they should win those, especially if they're playing them at home. Now, 4 of those were on the road. But what are they going to be against a team like Boston?
In a playoff series where it gets ramped up, I don't know. In a regular season game, they got a shot on Wednesday night, right?
Oh, sure they got a shot on Wednesday night. They got a shot on Friday night. And part of it is just simply because both those games are at home. And I mean, we saw the difference in just matching up with Cleveland. in the loss that they had at Cleveland. It was a 19-point loss. Not really in that game for much of the game. At home on February 5th, they lost. They were down by they lost by three. And it's Cade being able to play at home. Mm-hmm. He's you know, he's good anywhere, but it's 38 at home against them, and it's 22 on the road against Cleveland. Like, it, there is a marked difference.
Yeah, I don't expect them to beat Boston or Denver this week. I don't. But it would take this thing to another level if they did. I think it's currently constructed. They're a playoff team, and I think they're a team that can win a playoff game or two. And in the right series, I think they can win a playoff series. The ceiling for me is the Pistons win a playoff series. We want to know what you guys are thinking, though.
I think there's a feeling right now that the Pistons are somewhat of a, it's a cute story, right? It's Cade becoming a star, and he's getting better. He's finally got his support around him. He's got a competent coach that wants to be here. But and people are starting to take notice. Obviously, he was an all-star. I think it's also kind of a cute story around the NBA circles that the Pistons are so much better than they have been over the past almost decade, but especially the last couple of years. But I don't know that anybody is really taking notice until they're able to beat a team like Boston or Denver. Then all of a sudden, they're going to jump to the forefront. People will be talking about the Pistons, what they are, and the turnaround that they've had.
You know who Field Yates is? He's a football guy, ESPN. Yep. He tweeted last night, and I don't think of him at all as a basketball guy. I don't think he has any connection to Detroit. He tweets last night, the Pistons are one of the best stories in all of sports right now. Finished last season with the worst record in basketball, now seven straight wins for the first time in a decade. They've got a shot at home court advantage, pumped for the fans. I don't believe he has any connection. So you talk about starting to show up on other people's radars. Listen, we fight that battle on this show with trying to get people to realize what's going on with this basketball team. People are taking notice outside of the Motor City.
They are. And they really need one of these wins. Not just, I mean, they don't need either of these wins to be, you know, to remain in that sixth spot. They're starting to create a nice cushion between them and number seven, whoever that ends up being. But I do think in terms of the respect that they're getting around the NBA, people are starting to take notice. But if you want them, to stand at attention, you go out there and you beat Boston or you beat Denver.
Yeah, I noticed that you're talking about getting more attention and love. I actually watched a little bit of the 6 o'clock Sports Center last night on ESPN. They always have those betting guys come in and say what's their favorite place. And they were all over the Pistons last night saying that they're undervalued, that the spread should be bigger in this, because it was like 1.5 or something like that. And I think people are starting to catch on here a little bit locally. I think last night was a great spot with the Wings not playing. And that Michigan basketball game was horrendous. I chose the Pistons over it. I was going in and out of the house with the kids stuff. And so I watched early and I watched late, listened in the middle. And I turned on the Michigan basketball game at one point just to see what the score was on the radio. And I'm like, I am not watching this when I go home because I already knew where it was headed. I mean, Michigan is, I'm not going to get off topic, but anyways.
They couldn't shoot.
Yeah. Like what Cade is doing is just.
Can I put a number on what Cade's doing? Since the All-Star game, where you're kind of rubbing elbows with some of the greats. Cade in the three games post All-Star, 31 points per game, 10 assists per game, nearly 6 rebounds per game. He's shooting 54% from three. He's been unconscious from deep. He's got 2 steals a game and a block a game. I mean, he took that and he's springboarded even from that All-Star appearance.
Here's something that was brought up on Twitch. Now, this is unlikely to happen for a number of different reasons, but if they were to get 2 wins, they beat Boston at home.
Yeah.
They beat Denver at home.
Yeah.
That puts them at 10 game win streak. They'd be 4 away for just a single win streak this year to match their total win streak next year. It was brought up on Twitch. It's not my, but I mean, that's where this team is. We're talking about an 8-game win streak that hasn't happened in a decade.
So the last, someone posted this last night, and I, again, fact check, whatever. It made sense to me. The last time the Pistons had a streak longer than this current 7-game win streak was 2008. When they went to the Eastern Conference Finals, they won 10 in a row that season.
That means a playoff win's coming, right?
Well, yeah, they haven't won a playoff game since 2009. Yeah, I mean, you're right.
I know ceiling here in terms of, like, for me, I don't think they can get to the 4. I would expect the Bucks to kind of push a button here a little bit. Mm-hmm. And maybe the Bucks even get up to contending with the Knicks for the 3. But I do think that competing with the Pacers for the five, I mean, look, their schedule, Pistons, is relatively in the middle area. They've got some tough spots here. They play OKC twice still. They close twice with the Bucks. They also get the Wizards back-to-back. So
248-539-9797. Laz in Detroit. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Jim?
Hey, what's going on, guy?
Hey, I'm doing good. Hey, as far as like people talking about the Pistons, Bill Simmons on his podcast with Russillo on Sunday, hyping up the Pistons a lot. But the other thing I wanted to say is playoff matchups. I think we already got to start looking towards playoff matchups. Giannis has been a problem for the Pistons for like 8 years now. I don't love that Milwaukee matchup. The Pacers, they are 1-3 against them, but the way that Durant has been playing on defense makes me a little bit more confident. They lost those matchups in particular because Miles Turner's killed them from three. They had a lot of trouble against stretch bigs. The Knicks, like, not only do I think the Knicks are like a good matchup for them in the playoffs, I think taking Knicks, winning the series, taking the Knicks to 6-7 games, like, that puts you on the map with the NBA media in a way that, you know, beating the Pacers doesn't, right? For whatever reason, even though I don't think the Knicks are actually that good this year, you know, playing against the Knicks just puts you on the map, right?
Oh, right, sure. You get a series win against the New York team. Yeah.
I mean, he likes to slobber all over the Knicks. So the idea that if you could beat them in a 7-game series, you'd make some noise. I think the Pacers series would get incredibly chippy. I think it would be great theater. I don't think they match up as well as if they get the Knicks.
Do people like to glaze the Knicks, Jim?
They like to glaze the Knicks. Did you hear who was the broadcaster on the hockey stuff? He used glaze.
Yes.
Oh, what's his name? Ray Ferraro.
Yes.
Yes. He's in with the lingo.
It also came up last week. I don't remember how, but it wasn't Stoney doing it.
Shocker of the century there. 248-539-9797-971.